Speaker Mike Johnson, trust in our justice system has been almost irreparably damaged by the Bidens. By Hannah Knudsen on December 2, 2024. Trust in the justice system has been almost irreparably damaged by the Bidens. Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said in reaction to President Joe Biden pardoning Hunter, his criminal son, for crimes spanning back to 2014. Johnson reminded Americans of the fact that Biden insisted time and time again that he would not pardon his son. President Biden insisted many times he would never pardon his own son for his serious crimes. But last night he suddenly granted a full and unconditional pardon for any and all offenses that Hunter committed for more than a decade, Johnson exclaimed. Trust in our justice system has been almost irreparably damaged by the Bidens and their use and abuse of it. He continued, adding, real reform cannot begin soon enough. President Biden made the announcement on Sunday, a few days after Thanksgiving and, conveniently, after Vice President Kamala Harris's loss to President-elect Donald Trump in the presidential election. Today, I signed a pardon for my son Hunter. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making. And I kept my word even as I have watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted, he said, bizarrely turning Hunter into the victim. Later in the statement, Biden concluded that no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. There has been an effort to break Hunter, who has been 5.5 years sober, even in the face of unrelenting attacks and selective prosecution. In trying to break Hunter, they've tried to break me. And there's no reason to believe it will stop here, he continued. Enough is enough. Related, White House insisted Joe Biden wouldn't pardon Hunter right after Trump won election. As Breitbart News reported, Biden mainly focused on his son's conviction for gun crimes. But the reality is that the pardon covers more serious conduct, selling U.S. foreign policy for monetary gain. The pardon covers actions between January 1, 2014, and December 1, 2024. Hunter Biden's appointment to the board of the corrupt Ukrainian gas company Burisma was announced in May 2014. Reporters and State Department staff immediately flagged the appointment as a potential conflict of interest, given that then-Vice President Joe Biden was in charge of the Obama-Biden administration's foreign policy in Ukraine, which is likely why Hunter was appointed. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre parroted Biden's talking points to reporters on Monday, asserting that no reasonable person could have come to another conclusion. She also maintained that Biden believes in the Department of Justice, despite his actions indicating otherwise.